That's based on the latest.
That's based on the latest
YouTube.
No.
Alzheimer's. No, second last.
I was spiraling off with my own thoughts on the six new principles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
okay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. You're going to introduce.
Well, yeah. Off? No, we're not starting yet. Let me just say this: the last three YouTube.
You started, buddy.
Okay. The last three YouTubes by Buzz on last week's show. One of them's called Alzheimer. You know, Android memes Alzheimer's. That's where we get into the non-forgetting. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, but I haven't seen the new Buzz YouTube.
You just know I said it from the show last week.
That's it. I'm going strictly from what I've ingested since this fake created contrast of not delving too deeply into Dobbstown.
The fake? How did you fake that?
I didn't. it all became apparent to me that the contrast is whether I create it or not.
The contrast helps you create.
There is no fucking contrast, man. That's a fucking lie. It's all one merge.
Yeah, in Dobbstown. Because
let's get to the opening of the show, Bob.
Okay, just want to say, Buzz sent me an email that it looks like the last one he got new software for. So I watched it about an hour ago, and it looks a lot more information overload. I think he can put more stuff on the screen. So look at the last one. And when I talk,
you know what he's doing? He's doing quantum fluctuation videos.
Yeah, but did you notice over the past? Do you look at those YouTubes, Scott?
I've seen some of them. I don't see them all.
Okay. Well, the most
recent. Are we taping?
No. The most recent. Just want to say the most recent ones. Since the Michael Jackson one, he features something in the central image position and keeps it constant. It's like he provides a narrative more than he used to. So it's just something, a new trend I've noticed. But the latest one wasn't really, well, it was, but it was made a subset. Okay, so you're ready to go, Bob. Yeah, Bob, we'll let you lead. You've got a lot to unload. You just talk about whatever you want to talk. And Scott, are you up on the Ben Watsons?
Yeah, I haven't heard 16 yet. I just noticed they just got it up.
I haven't heard a lot of them either. I jumped around quite a bit because I got busy again. So,
I think
I'll go with what I've ingested.
Yeah, because on 16 and 17 we had a third guy come in, a young guy, Michael Tenzer. So you haven't heard those.
I haven't heard Michael yet.
Okay, the guy in L.A., you know, the L.A. guy, Ed, the connection.
Quang.
Yeah, he's going nuts on the Ben Watson and, you know, pissed off at Ben and all that. So I get some interesting.
Yeah, I am too. Let's get into that on the wiretap. I want to bring up this whole Ben Watson thing because it's infuriating me.
Right.
And I need to unload here.
Yeah, I'll just say that. So I haven't talked to you in weeks. You know, we did last week.
But very brief, just for anybody who's not listening to this wiretap, just the three of us. I talked to you briefly maybe 3-4 days ago. It was about an hour or so, but it was minor.
We covered a lot of things. I just want to say that I've been talking.
Before that, it was at least a month.
Yeah, and in that interim, I've spent a lot of time talking to Kling Klang in L.A., and he's sort of filled in the Bob Marshall hyper and interest sort of thing.
Right.
So that was interesting.
He assumed the role that I was playing while I was on non-vacation, working a lot.
That's right. There always has to be Bob Marshall in Dobbstown.
Somebody always picks up the Marshall slack.
That's
he's
right.
Not available in person.
That's
I'm
right.
Many doubles out there working for me.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
All right. Now, are you ready, Scott?
Yeah.
Everything's ready?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to Ed?
No, hi, Ed. It's good to hear you again. You sound high tone and full of stuff to say, and this is going to be a great show.
You know what? I attest that, too. I took a nap.
All right.
Okay, let's go.